Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Think of cats and you may conjure images of your own furry animal companion. But when cats are allowed to roam freely outdoors, their natural instincts take over, and that spells trouble for predators like hawks and owls, as your kitty may be in direct competition with them for prey animals.
There's some people who estimate that cats will take a total of about 39 million prey animals per year.
Kelly Bender is a wildlife biologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife. Cats allowed to roam often prey on the same food sources, including birds and mice, thus posing a risk to native wildlife.
From a wildlife management standpoint, we really should be keeping our cats indoors.
Cats and wildlife can live in harmony. You can keep them indoors, or if that's not an option, locate bird feeders in areas that don't offer cover where cats can lay in wait to ambush birds.
And realize that by not neutering or spaying our cats, that we are producing an awful lot of predators each and every year.
Above all, if you own a cat and can no longer care for it, take it to an animal shelter. Never release it into a rural area. This practice is not only inhumane as it abandons a house cat in an unfamiliar setting, it also increases rural cat populations, which in turn impacts wildlife. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.